Sam Cedar is not here today, so here's a different guy, Mark Maron.
Hey, all right, 34 past the hour. I'm trying not to make it too heavy. It's Maron in for Cedar. It's the last show before the new year. I'd like to see some thoughts about the new year, some hopes, some dreams, some. I want to hear some fun, some creative Christmas gifts. I know we got into talking about the draft, and I know this is important. And I know that, what I was just talking about, I was trying to be upbeat, not upbeat, but I'm trying to present some ideas that I thought were very interesting in terms of how progressives, outside of our honest desire to get everyone home, to get the troops home, to get everyone safe, certainly in these holidays, I know a lot of thoughts and prayers are going out to those people over there, to the troops over there. But also, you know, how do we approach the rest of the world with some progressive ideas and understanding? And I think abroad, well, let's talk to we'll take a couple of these calls. I'm going to take all the calls about all the personal stuff I'm going to take, if not in this one, the next segment. Dave Cross is supposed to come in, so we're going to lighten up a little bit there as well. But let me take a couple of these calls revolving around ideas about the draft. Let's start with Michael in San Diego, California. I'm your morning show this week. How's that been?
Hey, good morning. It's raining out here.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, we do Hanukkah and Christmas both.
Oh, good. Okay. Your family or the entire city?
Well, my family.
I would hope to see. I don't know what that meant. I don't think there's any citywide, like no Hanukkah. Well, they're trying, but I do that as well, Mike. So, what's on your mind?
Well, we had to kind of scrap our plans. They got recalled. They have to redeploy. She's active duty.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks early.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I was in during the Desert Storm. Mm-hmm. The record was 180,000. We had to draw down to 150.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a repeat of this, and I'm just wondering who plans this stuff.
Well, like from all indications, in this article that I just read, New Yorker, they are just eons behind doing any efficient planning for anything, it seems. It seems that the scary thing about the military and about who's running things right now is they haven't got a clue, and they're gambling with American lives. I hope everything works out and have a good holiday as best you can there, Michael. That is the scariest thing, is just how willing they are to gamble with people. Let's take one more call on this, and then we'll move into something a little lighter. David in Mississippi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I know how to get everybody home.
Okay.
You know, the draft is a good idea because you're going to force. Yeah, and you need to force everyone to serve, because that means all Congress has to go, all their children, all their grandchildren, Condoleezza's kids.
Hey, yep.
Dick, he's got to babysit his new grandbaby because his daughter's got to go, like I did and like a bunch of my friends did. And when they find out that everybody has to go, the thrust of the logic tends to change.
I think that's a good point. I think that's what Charlie Rangel was trying to prove a few weeks ago. Thanks a lot for your call, David. That you had Democratic Congressman from New York here, Charlie Rangel, saying there definitely should be a draft specifically for that reason, to trump the Republicans and this idea that this is an all-volunteer army, it may be an all-volunteer army, but let me tell you something. A lot of people didn't get in it for the reasons that they're in it. They got in it because they had no other choices. For some people, it's really, am I going to join the army, or is it going to... Or I'm going to get so desperate that I'll never be able to get to go to school. Am I going to enter a life of crime? Who knows? But I hope to God that when we come back, you know, after the holidays, that there will be some thought given to what really is the military solution over there, because it is not a military solution. It needs to be a political solution, a social solution. They need to engage more intellectuals, to be honest with you, as much as they hate intellectuals, non-military thinking intellectuals. I'm very inspired by this piece I read in The New Yorker last week, that if they are drawing from cultural anthropologists, from people that want to understand, and these are not people that are going to enter the service of the military lightly, because when a cultural anthropologist exits academia to get involved in the military, that is almost counterintuitive to what they are studying. It's an understanding of human life on the planet and the differences between cultures in a proactive way. But some of these people, the woman that he was speaking of directly in the article, said, look, people are dying, and if I can help, I want to help. So the idea that the military will have to adapt some progressive ideas about how they approach other cultures on a micro level, this is micromanaging. This is going to have to be block to block. So if anyone wants to enlist in this process or go over there as a volunteer, that's going to be what needs to be done, is how do we understand other people? That needs to be the message of all of it. I'll tell you something. I listen to right-wing radio, and I cannot understand what is the benefit of fighting the idea of global warming. It makes no sense. We all know that we're doing bad things. I mean, okay, so let's say the science is hypothetical. Maybe it's not as bad as they think, but who cares? I mean, you don't got to be a genius to walk down the street or look at the skyline in Los Angeles or Houston or wherever the hell you are and realize, you know, I don't know, this doesn't look good. You don't got to be a genius. So, okay, maybe if you don't believe in global warming, what is the point of arguing it? We've got to make some changes just so we can all be on the same page here and perhaps survive a few generations. I don't understand that, which leads me to believe that all they care about is keeping people angry and separate. There's such a potential for all of us to come together around certain things that should be concerns for all of us and are not religious or even national security interests, just survival things that these idiots on the other side, and I'm being giving, are just seeking to make people aggravated about it because they want to help them buttress their denial and aggravate their hatred. That's it. The big message for the new year is, can we all just get along? Can we? What?
No, let's talk about cats.
I'll give you a cat report. I hope Dave Cross shows up. We're going to talk about movies in a little while. I think that was also a mistake I made. I'm a little heavy-hearted because I watched half of Babel last night, and then I couldn't sleep. And then I watched the other half this morning before I came into I was sitting there watching it. And this is not an upbeat movie, my friends. I tell you, it was a huge movie. It had some good reviews. And I didn't know anybody who saw it. And I'm like, why you didn't see it? And people are like, I didn't even know what it is. And Brad Pitt is in it. And the English person, what's her name? Kate Blanchett is in it. And no one is seeing it. And it's one of those movies where I always forget that doesn't mean the movie is bad. Usually it means the movie is too damn heavy for people to deal with and it's relentless. Like literally, I was laying in bed and my heart was being sucked through my body. But and then I watched the rest of it this morning. So I entered the studio with a sort of like, there's no hope. What are we going to do? We're in trouble. I saw Adrienne Moore yesterday. Is that her name? Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore I saw on the street. And I got to be honest with you, folks. I don't think I am cut out in my life to be a big celebrity. Because I'm one of these people, like a regular celebrity person, if they saw another celebrity, they sort of understand that if you don't know the other celebrity, that they're not, they might not know you. They might. But you just act like a person. I see a celebrity. I act like I've just seen a Martian. And I know that she saw me look at her in that way because you can't hide that look. I've seen people look at me like that in my limited celebrity appeal way where you look at them and you're trying to be cool, but you can sense this very subtle, like, bug-eyed moment where you're like, oh, my God, that's that lady I like on the movies. And then you kind of go back into your shell and act like a normal person. But I had that. I literally walked by her. It was over on Hudson Street or somewhere downtown. And I'm like, I should go back and say something. What the hell could I say? Because even then, you know, for me to sort of qualify myself as a celebrity, like, yeah, hi, I really like your work, but I'm not just a regular idiot. I'm on the radio sometimes to do comedy. I tried to, all right, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. I saw a porn actress once and I got overly excited. Which one was it? It's a long time ago, back when I did that stuff, before I became enlightened. And, you know, just occasionally do it. But no, I can't remember which one it was. But I had that moment. I'm like, what do you even say to that guy? You're a genius. You are terrific. Taking it to a whole new level. That's just, oh, no, I'm a comedian. I'm just another idiot sitting at home by myself. Wow, this has certainly taken a turn. Can we get some upbeat holiday ideas from you people? 866-303-2270. I will answer the question about my cat. I will try to address the question about Air America, though I am as much in the dark as many of you. In terms of my old partner on Mornings Edition, Mark Riley, there was a question of someone left. He has a show of his own from 5 to 6 here on the network. And that's it for now. Dave Cross on his way in, hopefully. If not, we're going to be talking to David Poland a little while. about movies. Dean Obadala will be here. He's a comedian who's Sicilian and Palestinian. And it's Marin for Cedar.
It's Sam Cedar launching an illegal invasion and occupation of your brain.